Sweet in the mouth, but bitter in the belly. Thomas Watson, Body of Divinity. See the evil effects of sin. Sin has degraded us of our honor. God made us in His own image, but sin has debased us. Sin has plucked off our coat of innocence, and now it has debased us and turned our glory into shame. Sin disquiets the peace of the soul, but the wicked are like the tossing sea, which cannot rest, whose waves cast up mire and mud. There is no peace, says my God, for the wicked. Isaiah 57:20-21. Whatever defiles, disturbs, as poison corrupts the blood, so sin corrupts the soul. Sin breeds a trembling at the heart. It creates fears, and there is torment in fear. Sin makes sad convulsions in the conscience. Judas was so terrified with guilt and horror that he hanged himself to quiet his conscience. In order to ease his conscience, he threw himself into hell. Sin produces all temporal evil. It is the Trojan horse which has sword and famine and pestilence in its belly. Sin is a coal which not only blackens, but burns. Sin creates all our troubles. It puts gravel into our bread and wormwood in our cup. Sin rots the name, consumes the estate, and buries loved ones. Sin, unrepented of, brings final damnation. The canker, which breeds in the rose, is the cause of its perishing. Just so, the corruptions which breed in men's souls are the cause of their damning. Sin's pleasure will turn to sorrow at last, like the book the prophet ate. Sin is sweet in the mouth, but bitter in the belly. Sin brings the wrath of God, and what tears can quench that fire?